Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, July 22, 2009. Scores injured in Gaza and the military kidnaps civilians in the West Bank. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A group of unknown gunmen attacked late on Tuesday night a wedding party in Gaza City, causing the injury of at least 40 people. It is unknown whether the attack was related to internal factionalism between the rival Palestinian political groups or a criminal activity. Witnesses told local media that the gunmen hurled hand grenades at the people. Medical sources said that the attack left 40 injured, among them a number of people in critical conditions. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Since Hamas took over the Gaza Strip in June 2007, such attacks on locals and their property has noticeably decreased. On Wednesday evening, Israeli tanks invaded northern areas of the Gaza Strip. Witnesses said that tanks opened fire at people's homes as bulldozers destroyed farmlands nearby. No injuries were reported. In the West Bank on Wednesday, the Israeli military kidnapped 5 Palestinian civilians during pre-dawn invasions targeting a number of communities. Local sources said that troops searched and ransacked homes in Hebron City, Nablus, and Jenin. All 5 men were taken to military detention camps, the military reported. In other news, the Israeli police demolished a home in the Arab village of Umm al-Fahm inside Israel. The police arrested 17 youth from the village when they tried to stop the attack. The house, according to local sources, was demolished first last month. The police say the house was built without legal documents. The villagers reports that the Israeli municipality rarely give them permissions to construct houses, and it cost more than building the house itself. Thank you for joining us from Occupy Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Ghassan Bannoura.